This podcast homily is part of a series of homilies for Whitsunday Pentecost and the Sundays in Trinity season in worship using the 1928 Book of Common Prayer. Welcome to this podcast homily for the 14th Sunday after Trinity. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. These homilies are always found on the podcast homilies page at the AIC website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. They, as well as the entire AIC archive of hundreds of homilies, can also be accessed through the Podbean gadget on the digital library page of the same site and through iTunes. The epistle reading is Galatians 5, 16-24, in which St. Paul continues to stress the importance of taking the Holy Spirit into one's heart and daily life so that the list of 17 lusts he provides does not overcome anyone. To the list of lusts, he contrasts 9 virtues, which he calls fruits of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. These would later be developed in the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th centuries into a standard list of Christian virtues and their direct opposites, the contrary virtues necessary to offset lusts. The Gospel lesson, Luke 17, verses 11 to 19, the healing of the 10 lepers, is the 10th of 12 selections from the Gospel of St. Luke for the Sundays after Trinity, and another which is unique to the Gospel of St. Luke. I discuss the unique parables in St. Luke's Gospel in episode 17 through episode 20 and also episode 23 in the AIC free online Bible study series, New Testament Gospels and Epistles, which are linked from the Bible study page, http://www.anglicaninternetchurch.net/bible-study.html. Unlike my usual approach for these homilies, I start with the last verse, "Your faith has made you well." I've done this in order to offer you a primer on the Christian understanding of faith. In our epistle reading from last Sunday, the 13th Sunday after Trinity, St. Paul gave us a clue. In Galatians 3:22, he refers to the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Contrary to modern understanding, especially among Protestant Christians, faith cannot be chosen, nor can any combination of works obtain faith. That is because faith is a gift offered Christians by the sovereign grace of God our Father. A brief primer on the origin of the word might help you understand this meaning. The English word faith is directly derived from a Middle English word, fith, and more distantly from the Latin verb fidere, which means to trust. The word faith is used in the Old Testament only twice, in Deuteronomy 32:20 and Habakkuk 2, verse 4. In both citations, the context implies belief and trust. In the New Testament, faith is derived from the Koine Greek word pistis, meaning credence, or more specifically, faith in Jesus Christ, that is, that he is the Son of God. The term is used about 250 times in the King James translation, nearly 200 of them, either as a noun or a verb by St. Paul. In addition to the usage in today's reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, Jesus said to the woman with a long-standing blood disorder in Matthew 9:22, "Be of good cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well." St. Peter, in the first sermon of the new Christian church, said that the lame man whom he had healed on Solomon's porch at the temple in Jerusalem had been healed through faith in Jesus' name in Acts 3, verse 16. It was said that St. Stephen, the church's first martyr, kept his faith to the end in Acts 6, verse 8. St. Clement of Alexandria, founder of the first Christian school of catechetical teaching in the late 2nd century, said that faith is something superior to knowledge and a, quote, power for salvation and strength to eternal life. But to a Christian, faith should mean much, much more than the Old Testament concept of belief and trust. In the traditional Christian understanding, faith has a very specific meaning, that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, and that through him only can salvation be achieved in the kingdom of God. That's from Mark 1, verse 15. In Galatians 5, 6, which occurs just before today's prayer book reading from Galatians 5, St. Paul uses the word faith to teach us that what joins us to God through Christ is our belief that Christ Jesus is the Son of God, that he was incarnate as a man, and that he died upon the cross for our sins. Since the first century, Christians have believed that faith will lead to sanctification, in which the Holy Spirit dwells in the faithful, granting them the right to call God Father. Traditional Christians believe that faith leads to works, and that faith is the source of all virtue. The earliest version of a creed for the church was not the Nicene Creed, but the Rule of Faith, prepared by St. Irenaeus of Lyon in the late 2nd century. To Irenaeus's work, St. Augustine of Hippo added a few words himself. The Rule of Faith eventually became more widely known in the Western Church by the title the Apostles' Creed. For the purposes of our study of today's gospel reading, two questions must be asked. What is the origin of faith, and where did the Samaritan leper find faith? The faith about which Jesus spoke, and of which St. Paul and St. Peter and St. Clement of Alexandria wrote, should always be understood as a gift from God. Among the great saints of the East and West who understood and wrote about this understanding are St. Gregory of Nyssa, who wrote in the 4th century, and Martin Luther, who reaffirmed this understanding in the Western Church in the 15th century, largely based on his understanding of the epistles of St. Paul. In the case of today's reading from St. Luke, the story of the 10 lepers healed by Jesus, we should recognize that since Jesus was a Jewish thaumaturg, one who heals, it is significant, as Jesus noted, that of the 10 lepers who were healed, only the foreigner, the Samaritan, turned back to Jesus and gave thanks to God. The presumption is that the 9 others were not foreigners, but were Hebrews, and therefore ought to have known better. You should also keep in mind that today's reading is the second in a row in the prayer book readings in which it is only the Samaritan, an outsider and natural enemy of the Jews, who did what was spiritually required, which was the right thing. In verse 19, St. Luke reports Jesus saying to the Samaritan, "Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well." The first of today's two closing prayers is one I adapted from prayers originally written by Pope Leo the Great, Bishop of Rome, and the AIC's patron, St. John Chrysostom, for inclusion in the AIC bookstore publication, Prayers in the Christian Tradition, 3rd edition. The second is the collect for the 14th Sunday after Trinity, which Archbishop Cranmer adapted from the same Leonine sacramentary mentioned above, as it was used in the tradition of the English Church. Just as a note, in the King James Version and the prayer book collects derived from it, the original Greek word agape is translated as charity. I prefer the more accurate love. In the modern understanding, charity is a set of acts which arise from love, but is not a virtue itself. If your heart is full of agape, love, your acts and thoughts will be charitable toward others. O God, who hast willed that the gate of mercy should stand open to those who have faith, look upon us and have mercy upon us, we beseech thee, that we who by thy grace are following the path of thy will may continue in the same all the days of our life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and thy all-holy and life-giving Spirit liveth and reigneth one God, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, give unto us the increase of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain that which thou dost promise, make us to love that which thou dost command. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. This program has been a production of the Anglican Internet Church, and we invite you to visit our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.